The Daran Perak Yud Mishnah Beis, Zecher Nishmas Yod Tavor Abash Shlomo, continuing on the subject of a Na'ara Hama Orasa, a girl between 12 and 12 and a half, who had Erusin, so she's partially married. We call it betrothed, but she's partially married to her husband, but at the same time, she's still in the father's Rishus as well. Meis Ha'av, if the father died, Lo Nisrokna Rishus Laba'al, the sole right to be Mefer Neder does not fall to the husband. So the husband cannot say, well, since there's no father, I can be Mefer Neder by myself. It doesn't work. So in fact, in this situation, the husband can't revoke the Neder because there's no father to help him revoke. So he does only a half a revocation, and so he cannot be Mefer Neder at all, since he does not have Nisrokna sole rights, because after all, she's not completely married to him yet. Meis Habaal. On the other hand, if the husband dies, Nisrokna Rishus La'av, then the sole right to be Mefer Neder does go back to the father, because now she is not betrothed to anybody anyway, and the father re-inherits her into his household to the point where he can now be Mefer Neder by himself. On the other hand, if the Neder was made before the husband died and the husband confirmed it, then the father is also stuck and he can't make sole revocation rights. Bazeh Yafa koach ab mikoach habal. And in this kind of case, the koach of the father is in fact stronger than the koach of the husband. The father can retain full rights if the husband is gone. The husband will never retain full rights until it's completely married in Nisuin. In this case, in Erisin, he does never get the upper hand. B'davar achar yafa koach habal mikoach ha'av. In a different situation, which we will describe right now, the koach of the husband can be stronger than the koach of the father. Shabal mefer beveger. If she becomes a bogeres, if she becomes an adult, the father loses complete control over her nadarim. So he will never be able to be mefer neder again for an adult child because she's never going to revert to younger status. But the husband can be mefer the neder of a bogeres. Once he's completely married to her, then he can be mefer her neder because after all, once they're completely married, she's in his domain. Becoming a bogeres, however, is not enough in the case of Na'ara Hama Orasa for him to revoke her Nadarim alone. So the Gemara has to go around talking about how this would work out. They say that this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says once he's obligated to support her, he gets full rights over her Nadarim. The Chachamim disagree. They say it's only Nisuin. So in fact, this Mishnah would not work according to the Chachamim because the Baal would never be able to be Mefer on a bogeres. As long as she's just Ma'orasa, he doesn't have that koach. Nadra v'hiarusa, Mishnah Gimel. If she made a neder while she was betrothed and nizgarsha, then she became divorced. So this is a situation where if she gets betrothed to somebody, she must have a get from it because she's quasi-married to the guy. Now this is a situation where the father heard about the neder, but the husband did not know she had made a neder. And it was bo bayom, and it was on the day that the father learned about her neder, that was the day that she got divorced. Because a father, when he's mefer neder, as we're going to see much later in the parak, only has till the end of that day to be mefer neder. So it all happened the same day. So again, she was an Na'ara Hama Orasa, she gets and made a vow. Then she gets divorced. And it's the same day the father finds out, oh no, there's a neder. Nisarsa bo bayom afilu lemea. And if she betroths again that day, and then gets divorced from the second betrothal. And then betroths again, up to 100 times. She keeps making an erusin. That is one heck of a red letter day for this girl. So she keeps getting quasi-married erusin to all these guys. And after she gets married to him, she drops him. And that's it. She gets a get from each one. She has quite the collection of gittin. Avo ba'lo ha'achron mafir nederel. If she is betrothed to anybody, no matter when she made the neder, to which betrothed husband it was going to be, but whoever the last guy is that she's betrothed to right now, the current husband, Ba'lo Ha'acharon, and the father combine to be Mefer the neder. Zeha Klal, this is the general rule, Kol She'lo Yotzas L'Rishus Atzma Sha'achas, as long as she never entered into a state of independence on her own, even for 1 hour, Avihu Ba'lo Ha'acharon Mefir Nederel, then it takes a combination of the father and the current Me'uras, the current betrothed husband, to revoke the neder. As long as she didn't retain independence past whichever divorce she had, she didn't become a bogeres, she didn't complete the marriage, If she was getting a divorce from Nisuin, then she would be a free agent. She would be independent. As long as she wasn't, even for a moment, she was free. As long as she was always under some husband or her father, then the father cannot revoke the nedarim on her own, on his own. And the betrothed husband can never revoke the nedarim on his own. And so it needs a combination of the two. By saying Zeha Klal, this would include a case where the husband's shluchim came to take the girl to the chuppah to the completion of the nisuin. Once she leaves her father's home with the shluchim, then we say nisuin is in the works, and so he can't revoke nedarim anymore at that point. So in such a case, she might be considered independent. If the father walked with the shluchim, then she would not have been independent, so the father would have koach over her nedarim. So the moral of the story is that once she becomes an independent person, easiest example, once she reaches 12 and a half and becomes a bogeres, the father will never have any power over her nedarim in the future. On the other hand, if she never became independent and there was always a husband and a father, an erusin and a father, then the two of them have to team up to be mefer neder. Neither one can do it independently.